by Baines.
All right, let's turn that down and let's turn this up.
Go get 'em, Tiger. Rawr.
We're all behind our baseball team. Go get 'em, Tiger.
World Series bound and picking up steam.
World Series bound.
Go get 'em, Tiger.
Detroit Tigers. How am I doing, Dave? I'm trying.
Hey,
I'm believing.
So far, they haven't played a game yet, so as far as we know, they're heading for the World Series.
That's right. Tigers, today, have their first full team workout down in Lakeland, Florida. Now, of course, pitchers and catchers, they reported last week, but now the full team, they reported yesterday, and they have their first full team workout today.
Well, let's hope they take it seriously.
I think they will. I think even though not, you know, many fans and experts are out there are not expecting great things from the Tigers, I think just being a professional athlete, you want to try to make sure that you improve from last season. And there are a lot of players that will want to do just that. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that will help the team a little bit.
It has to help.
Yeah, I don't know if it can get any worse than it did last year. And while we are expected to receive a wintry mix of rain, snow, and sleet up here, the sounds of spring are alive and well in Lakeland as the Tigers begin to get ready for another year. And that leads me now to remind you that the Tigers open up their spring training schedule on Saturday, and we will get to host that. We will get to provide that game for you. Mm-hmm. We'll broadcast that spring training opener when the Tigers take on the Phillies this Saturday, 1 p.m.
That'll be on 790 a.m.
On 790 a.m. And I believe this is our 53rd year of Tigers baseball on WSGW.
All of that, yeah.
Yeah, I want to say. Yeah. If I'm, I'll make sure, but I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, 53.
I know we had 50 a few years ago. We celebrated it.
Right, so, yes.
But the way time gets away on me.
I know. Well, I don't think you're the only one. So the Tigers are having their first full team workout here today. Now, it leads me to this because I had the Detroit Free Press and also the Detroit News and actually a couple other publications talk to Cameron Maben. Now, Cameron Maben is with the Tigers for the third time in his career, but the outfielder also played 21 regular season games with the Houston Astros back in 2017. It's this Astros team that, of course, has been discovered to have cheated.
Oh, that one.
With the trash cans and the sign stealing and all that. That team that won the World Series. And this is what Cameron Maben told the press yesterday. He said that he does have some regrets. He says, honestly, I feel like things that went on in the 2017 season with the Astros, which I was there for a month and some change, definitely doesn't reflect how I approach the game and how I play the game. He does regret, though, not speaking up. Although now there have been some people have actually gone back to see his at-bats. And said that he batted 153. So
what,
it didn't really
didn't
help him.
It didn't help him.
Let's hope he's
in better condition for hitting now.
Yeah, that's what everybody's hoping. Now, the other thing that has come up here, and I didn't even give it some thought until I read it in this piece, and then I actually heard somebody talking about it during the weekend, is that apparently the commissioner, Rob Manfred, had considered stripping the Astros of their World Series title, but they decided not to do that. They just thought, well, we'll just keep it as it is. You know what? I think they should. I don't know why they haven't, because they have been found guilty of cheating. I mean, that's they did something that was completely against the rules.
They were doing it during the playoffs and World Series.
Well, look,
they still doing it?
Yeah, they were doing it. Then. Yes.
Yeah.
Now,
gone.
I don't think this past year. I'm not sure if anything has been discovered yet. But of that 2017 team, yes. Now, look at this. Now, I only say maybe they should consider stripping them of their World Series because what in college sports, what happens to teams when they are discovered that they were cheating in one way or another or they were doing something illegal? College sports, the NCAA, usually will just strip those titles away.
Right.
Maybe that's what Major League Baseball should consider doing, too. And another thing, too, that's got to be brought up, I guess the commissioner is warning other teams not to go after some of the Astros players or former players during the season. But I don't know how that you're going to stop that because, I mean, there's going to be some retaliation, I'm going to guess, here or there. I'm not sure, but that's what I'd have to think. And a pitcher's just going to say, oh, sorry, that one just got a little too inside. I was off by a little bit. I hit
one of the players. You know, prevail over that kind of behavior.
And another thing I didn't think about, Dave, what happens when the Astros travel throughout the year? They're just going to – the fans, I think, are going to be relentless on them. At least I think, for the first half of the season. Mm-hmm. I think as they travel around to different ballparks, can you imagine all the different trash cans that fans will be pounding on?
Oh, they're going to be pounding. There's going to be so many, so much noise in those stands that they couldn't cheat if they wanted to.
No. So, yeah, I don't know. I just I that's my belief, though. I just think that I think baseball would do itself is doing itself a disservice by not stripping the Houston Astros of that 2017 title. And I know there are sometimes that you could say, oh, well, you know, maybe if the Dodgers in that series would have played a bit better here or there, they would have won perhaps. But guess what? They didn't benefit from cheating.
Right.
Unlike the Houston Astros. And that's the other thing, too, that has got people fired up. I don't know if you saw this, Dave, but last, I think, Thursday or Friday, Houston's owner said while he regrets that his team did this, it really didn't have an impact on the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he said. And that brought just a boatload of criticism down on the Astros. And in fact, I think that's why Major League Baseball had to kind of talk about this even more. Mm-hmm. I think Major League Baseball is hoping maybe this would just start to go away, but that didn't help their cause one bit because it is out there and it's not going away. It's not going away, and there are many, many sports fans out there who will not forget because that is wrong. Should strip them of their title.